In a visit to Charlotte Tuesday, a city still stinging from not making the finalist list for Amazon's HQ2, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said having a well-trained, high-tech workforce is his administration's number one priority. Cooper made the statement during a tour of Siemens Energy, where he met Central Piedmont Community College students working as apprentices. Cooper also talked about other priorities, as WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
In touring the Siemens plant, Cooper said in courting new businesses to the state, the biggest challenge he faces is convincing them that the high-tech workforce they need is in place here.
I go out and try to sell North Carolina all over the world. We're a great state to come, but they're not going to come unless we have a well-prepared workforce.
Cooper called for businesses and educators to work closer together so students will have a curriculum in line with job needs of the future. He also said he thinks the Republican National Convention would give Charlotte and the state a strong economic boost. City officials are looking into putting in a bid to host the 2020 RNC convention. Cooper says he supports the idea. When asked if he thinks the giant Confederate flags that members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans are putting up on private property along rural highways here could hurt a bid for the convention or for attracting businesses like HB2 did, Cooper said.
Diversity is our strength, and we need to do things that don't project intolerance. What we need to do is to continue to work together and to make sure that we are sending the message that we're welcoming. Not only is that the right thing to do, but it certainly helps our economy.
The governor also talked about school safety. He says he thinks the Trump administration's call for teachers to carry guns at schools is a bad idea.
There is a potential of trouble and people getting hurt, people getting mad with each other, carelessness. I think that we should keep our schools free of guns.
Cooper says he wants to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally ill. He says he will soon announce proposals that will strengthen background checks on people who purchase guns. The governor also talked about the I-77 toll road project.
This is a complicated issue. It's a contract that never should have been entered into to start with. Clearly, if we don't go through with the project, then we're going to have to find some type of financing and some type of funding to complete the project or make sure that the project is paid for.
Cooper says various options for the toll road are being reviewed by a committee that will help transportation officials pick the best option. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.